evening, everyone, and welcome to week three of the DolphinsTalk.com Gambling Corner. I am flying solo tonight. I am your host, Mike. Tom is not with me. He had some other things to do, but I do have his picks. And tonight's show is brought to you by BetUS. Everyone go to BetUS. Use the promo code DolphinsTalk. You will get 125% sign-up bonus with your first deposit. Free money. Use their free money to make you money. That's right. Promo code DolphinsTalk, BetUS.com, 125% sign-up bonus. And let's get to the results this year. Tom, he's not here, but he's off to a slow start. He is 2-7 so far on the year. Hopefully he gets a turn around this week. I, on the other hand, am 6-3 on the year, 5-1 with my college picks. I am red hot with my NCAA picks. So stay tuned for that because I'm going to give you some good ones to make money this week. First, since Tom's not here, let's get his college picks out of the way. Tom's first college pick is California plus 11 over Notre Dame. Obviously, Notre Dame's coming off a bad loss. Their quarterback situation's shaky, so he's taking Cal with the points there. He likes Oklahoma minus 11 over Nebraska. Nebraska, obviously, with the head coaching change and a little bit of a mess there as well, so he's going against them. And his final pick is Maryland with the money line over SMU. So those are Tom's three college picks this week. Now, let's get to mine. My first pick this week, and I never would bet this team ever, but this matchup's too good. This point spread's too good. Sometimes you got to hold your nose and pick this to make money because it's too good to pass up. Give me Rutgers minus 18 over Temple. Yes, this isn't exactly LSU Alabama, I know, but money's money at the end of the day. And here's why. Temple's god awful. I mean, they're just brutally bad, really bad. And they haven't played anybody yet. And I don't care what the record is. They're just a bad football team. Rutgers, on the other hand, won week one at Boston College. That's a road win against the Power Five school, at least. They won that. And last week, they destroyed Wagner. Rutgers defense is very, very good. And they cause a lot of turnovers as well. In two games this year, Rutgers has given up, get this stat, in two games, one of them is against Boston College, a real team, they have given up 48 yards rushing on 59 carries. That's 0.8 yards per carry. Rutgers can stop the run. Temple, on the other hand, got shut up versus Duke in football. Duke stinks. Duke shut them out 30-0. Temple has caused zero turnovers on defense. They haven't gotten a fumble, an interception, nothing. Not one this year. Temple stinks on toast. And Rutgers isn't no world beaters by any means. But give me Rutgers here with 18. I don't think Temple ain't going to run the ball against Rutgers, so you can throw that out the window. Temple really can't pass the ball all that well. I don't know if they're going to score much, if any. And Rutgers, on the other hand, they're nothing special, but they'll get some points. They'll get a few touchdowns. Last year, Rutgers beat Temple 61-14. They blew them out. Now, Temple is better than last year, but guess what? So is Rutgers. So I think Rutgers here wins this game, covers easy. 18 in college, 18's not a huge number, and I just don't think Temple's going to do anything because I just think they're brutally bad. So that's my first one for this week. My next game for this week is USC minus 11.5 over Fresno State. Now, I took USC last week over Stanford minus 9, easy cover. This week, 11.5 over Fresno. Guess what? I'm taking them again, and I'm going to probably take them every week until they give me a reason not to. And I am 100% on board, officially on board with the Southern, on the USC bandwagon. I'm all in. This is the real deal, folks. Lincoln Riley's a genius. He's an offensive guru, mad genius. And Caleb Williams, a quarterback, might win the Heisman when it's all said and done. I don't know if he's talking about him now. When it's all said and done, he's going to win the Heisman. Caleb Williams, through two games, is completing 80% of his passes. And they played, you know, a real team last week. So, against Stanford. He's completing 80% of his passes on the season. He is unreal. So good. USC is going to put up their 40-plus points. You could take that to the bank almost any week. They're going to put it up this week because Fresno State's nothing special on defense. On the flip side here, Fresno State's going to score, and they'll get their points. Their offense is decent, but I don't know. They ain't going to win a shootout with USC. That's the thing. They ain't going to win a shootout with USC. And last week, USC was up by a ton against Stanford, and Lincoln Riley kind of called off the dogs. Not that Stanford came close to winning, but they inched back in the game ever so slightly. That ain't going to happen again because Lincoln Riley learned last week, you don't call off the dogs against anybody. So I think USC is going to get up, and they're going to keep scoring. They're going to keep passing. Caleb Williams is going to have another monster day. And I just think when it's all said and done, this is a USC team I think is going to run through the Pac-12 and probably run the table and get to the playoffs. They're that good. So give me USC laying 11.5 at home. It's a late start for those of us on the East Coast, 10:30. But is what it is. Don't worry. USC minus 11.5 over Fresno State. I love USC this year. I can't say that enough. Now, it's time for my Stone Cold Lead Pipe Lock of the Week. And with this one, I'm going, just like last week, to the Big 12. And give me Kansas State minus 14 over Tulane. Tulane might be 2-0, but Tulane has beaten UMass and Elkhorn State. So they're 2-0, but are they really? I mean, beating Elkhorn State's like beating me, Tom, Ian, Josh, and about like five or six other guys that are from our website. They're not having a real team. Kansas State, on the other hand, last week blew out Missouri. That's an SEC school. Kansas State has been tested for real, and the level of opponent here matters. Kansas State has 5 interceptions this year. Kansas State's running game is absolutely lethal, with Deuce Vaughn having 271 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns in the first 2 games. Kansas State's running back, Adrian Martinez, is averaging over 6 yards a carry. They are just running the ball left and right with the most powerful, lethal running game maybe in college football right now. And Tulane has 0 chance of stopping that. Kansas State will get their yards on the ground, and Tulane ain't going to pass the ball against a Kansas State secondary that is outstanding and already has 5 interceptions in 2 games. Hear that? And they played Missouri, a real school from the SEC. They got 5 interceptions in 2 games, and if you think Tulane, who's played Elkhorn State and UMass, is going to pass the ball against Kansas State, you got another thing coming. It ain't going to happen. Tulane can't score. Tulane can't win, and 14 ain't that much because Kansas State's going to run it down Tulane's throat all day long until Tulane chokes on it. So my Stone Cold Lead Pipe Lock of the Week is Kansas State minus 14 over Tulane. I like USC minus 11.5 over Fresno, and God help me, I like it, and I'm betting it. Rutgers minus 18 over Temple. You know, for all of these bets, everyone go to BetUS, promo code Dolphins Talk. You get 125% sign-up bonus. They give you free money when you make your first deposit, and you can use a little bit of your money and take their free money. Just place a bet. You don't have to listen to me if you don't like my picks. That's fine. Just bet the Miami Dolphins this week plus 3.5. I'll tell you right now, the Ravens are going to be down at least 1, possibly 2 offensive tackles, and their top 4 cornerbacks are either out or they're going to be playing less than 100%. Good luck trying to cover Waddle and Hill. So go to BetUS, use the promo code Dolphins Talk, take the free money from them, take a little bit of money you're putting down, put it together, place a bet on the Dolphins if that's what you want to do. Or listen to one of my picks. Like I said, 5-1 it was my college picks this year. I'm red hot. My college picks are on fire, and I think I'm going to have a very good week this week because I really like those 3 games in college. So let's get to the NFL picks. And once again, Tom's not here, but he did send in his picks. Tom's first pick is he likes Tampa Bay and New Orleans to go over 44. A lot of points Tom sees with Tampa Bay and New Orleans. His second pick, he likes Cincinnati minus 7.5 over Dallas. Obviously, the Cowboys with a quarterback shakeup there with no Dak Prescott. Cincinnati over Dallas. And Tom's third pick is he's going against Hackett here. Houston plus 10.5 over the Denver Broncos. Those are Tom's 3 picks. Now, my first pick is I'm going opposite, Tom. Give me the Denver Broncos minus 10.5 over the Houston Texans. Here's why. Hackett's been the butt of the joke all week. And, you know, he's been laughed at, mocked, and everyone's sort of just picking on him. And he's probably heard enough of it. And he's going to want to go out there and put a thumping on someone. And there's no better team to put a thumping on than the Houston Texans right now. Russell Wilson, too. He's been called off. He's been called out this week for not being aggressive enough, telling off his head coach, no, we're not going to kick a 64-yard field goal. I'm going to go for it here. He came off as weak. So I think Hackett's pissed. I think Russell Wilson's pissed, and I think the Broncos are loaded with weapons on offense. I think they're going to want to go out there and just put a thumping on someone at home, And this is a team to do it against. This is a team to do it against. Like I said, Javonte Williams, Jerry Jeudy, Courtland Sutton. I mean, Denver's good. I don't know what happened on Monday. I honestly don't know. But that first game's out of their system. They got a short week now, and they're going to come out and I think just beat the holy hell out of Houston. Houston stinks. They were lucky to get a tie last week. As they say with the Broncos, let's ride. Denver wins big this week against Houston. Lay the 10.5. My other pick, I love Cincinnati as well for obvious reasons here. And there's a theme with my picks this week. The theme is I'm taking good teams that lost week one. Denver, good team, lost week one. Cincinnati, good team that lost week one. And my third pick when we get to it's a good team that lost week one. I'm taking good teams that lost week one playing bad teams. And right now the Cowboys are bad because they don't have a quarterback. And Cincinnati was in that wild game last week. They probably should have won it if they could snap a ball and make a kick. They can't. And you know Cincinnati's going to get their points. Obviously, Joe Burrow and Chase, Mixon, all their wide receivers, they're going to get their points, okay? Now, can Dallas keep up with Cooper Rush? Who in the hell is Cooper Rush? Sounds like a lead singer of a bad boy band. And I'm telling you right now, Cooper Rush ain't going to keep up with that Cincinnati offense. I don't like I got to give away the hook. I'd rather it just be 7, but 7.5 I'll deal with. Give me Cincinnati minus 7.5 over the Cowboys because I just think there's no way Dallas is going to score in this game, and I think Cincinnati will get their points. And I don't see how the Cowboys are going to keep up. My last game is the LA Rams minus 10.5 over Atlanta. Now, hear me out. The Rams last week ran into a buzzsaw called the Buffalo Bills. It's okay. Losing to the Bills, no shame in that. Atlanta, I have no idea on two things. One, how they lost that game. They had to lead the entire game pretty much. And two, I have no idea how they had to lead. Marcus Mariota still sucks. Atlanta's skill position still sucks. I think last week was a fluke. Week one, Saints came out a little rusty. Give me the Rams laying 10.5 here. The Rams had 10 days off. They're playing at home again. I think you're going to see a fresh Rams team that's going to that lick their wounds after week one and is going to come out and play very well against the Atlanta Falcons, who aren't any good. I know they almost won last week, but week one at home, weird things happen. Week two on the road versus a good team, a team that was in the Super Bowl last year, won the Super Bowl, no way. So my three picks are the Rams minus 10.5, Cincinnati minus 7.5, and Denver minus 10.5 there. Everyone, again, go to betus.com, promo code DolphinSuck. You get 125% sign-on bonus with your first deposit. They give you free money to bet with. So even if you're not a big-time gambler, you want to just bet one game. Or there's some props. I'll tell you some props right now. Chase Edmonds, over 2.5 receptions this week. Hello, he's going to catch 3 passes. You kidding me? You can bet Chase Edmonds over 2.5 passes this week. Receptions, that's a safe bet. Go to BetUS, put down a few bucks, take the 125% you get from them, put it with your money, and place a bet, and just wait till Chase Edmonds catches his 3rd pass. Might be in the first quarter. Boom, you win. Easy as that. Easy peasy. Tua Tagovailoa, over 1.5 touchdown passes. Again, easy money. The Ravens, you know, Kyle Fuller out for the year. Marcus Peters, if he even plays, hasn't played since 2020. And then you got their other cornerbacks who might not play, and if they do, they're less than 100%. If all your cornerbacks are either out or less than 100% going up against Hill and Waddle, good friggin' luck. Go to BetUS. Bet Tua is going to throw at least 2 touchdown passes, essentially, because it's over 1.5. And you win. Tyreek Hill, over 5.5 receptions. They targeted him 12 times last week. The Patriots. Versus the Patriots. He was targeted 12 times. He'll probably get targeted another 12 times this week against bad cornerbacks. Tyreek's going to catch 6 passes. I promise you, betus.com, promo code Dolphins Talk, bet Tyreek over 5.5 receptions. These are some easy bets, folks. They're out there. Easy money to be had if you just go to betus.com, look at the props, look at the games. I think Tua is going to throw 2 touchdowns. I think Chase Edmonds will catch 3 passes. I don't care if he catches 3 passes for negative yards. When he catches the 3rd pass, you win. The yards don't matter. And Tyreek, who was targeted 12 times last week, just has to catch 6 balls this week, which I'm sure he will with all those injuries. So BetUS.com, promo code DolphinsTalk, place your bets. We'll be back next week with another gambling corner. Everyone, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And good luck this weekend. And win some money with BetUS.